Well, if you will, please turn with me to Psalm 26. You know, discipleship is really about building a relationship with God, building that relationship with Christ. And in doing that, our desire is to look more like Jesus. The way that we think, the way that we act, the way that we speak is in line with Jesus, his attitude, his heart. And in Psalm 26, what we see is David as a young man. He's got people around him doing some things that are pretty brutal that he's not appreciative of. He's kind of like, what are you doing? He's definitely younger in his age at this point. And you see in Psalm 26, David's approach is, you know what, if I'm going to be in tune with God, I'm going to have to get right with God. And you see that here, that he's really feeling like, Lord, I need to be right with you in order to be close to you. So in Psalm 26, in verse 1, he says, "Vindicate me, O Lord, for I have walked in my integrity." That word vindicate there is really, it has a connotation of settling a situation, a controversy. His sense is that, Lord, if you really look closely at what it is I'm doing, you will defend me against those who are making accusations against me. And he says, I've walked in my integrity. In other words, the uprightness. I've walked in honesty. I've been true. I've been transparent. I'm not trying to hide anything from anybody. So look at me closely. If you think about it, if we're wanting a closer walk with the Lord, if we're feeling separated from God, first thing we've got to do is get honest with him, right? We've got to get honest with ourselves about how we're walking. We've got to get honest with him and really come to grips with, Lord, there may be things that I'm needing to change in the way that I'm doing things. But ultimately, he says, I've trusted in the Lord without wavering. In other words, I've put my confidence in you. Without wavering, so I'm stable in that trust. I'm not here one day and gone the next. Verse 2, "Examine me, O Lord, and try me. Test my mind and my heart." In other words, I'm confident that what you'll find is that you'll find me honest and true. "For your loving kindness is before my eyes, and I have walked in your truth. I do not sit with deceitful men, nor do I go with pretenders." In other words, I only associate with those who are real and true. I don't associate with those who are looking to take advantage of other people. But this is the group that I surround myself with. Again, if we're going to be pleasing to the Lord, we're going to have opportunities at times to associate with people who aren't interested in walking with the Lord. And when we do that, we think, well, I'm going to pull them this direction. Well, that's not what happened. That's not what Scripture says. Scripture says bad company corrupts good morals. And so we can find whatever excuses we want to hang with people that we don't belong with. But ultimately, it's going to be our walk with the Lord that it negatively impacts. In verse 5, it says, "I hate the assembly of evildoers." In other words, those who plan to do harmful, hurtful things. "And I will not sit with the wicked." In other words, those who disregard God and the things of God, those who are not interested in God. "I shall wash my hands in innocence." In other words, Lord, I'm going to get right with you. I'm not perfect. I know I'm not perfect, but my desire is to be right with you. And so I'm going to wash my hands in that purity. My desire is going to be to be honest, true, pure in the things that I do, the things that I think. "So I shall wash my hands in innocence, and I will go about your altar, O Lord." In other words, really wanting to be around him, close to him. "I will go about that altar. that I may proclaim with a voice of thanksgiving and to declare all your wonders. This is really a key point, because sometimes we find ourselves kind of detached from God, feeling like, well, Lord, I'm just not feeling close to you. Romans chapter 1 would tell us that the first step to the downhill slide is for the losing of thankfulness. So David is saying, I will proclaim with a voice of thanksgiving. Lord, no matter what's going on in my life, I'm going to proclaim your greatness. I'm going to proclaim how thankful I am for you. And though I may not understand what it is you're doing, I know you and I know your character. And whatever it is that's going on right now, while I may not understand it, I know it's good. I know you're a loving God. You can do no other. And this is going to turn out for good. And I will declare all your wonders to those around me. In other words, as things happen in my life, I'm going to declare you and your goodness. I'm not going to declare how great I am or how well I'm doing this or how well I said something. I'm going to declare you, because you are the power. You're the only one who can bring it about. Oh Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells. In other words, I just want to be with you. It's really that simple. I just want to be with you. Don't take my soul away along with the sinners, nor my life with men of bloodshed, in whose hand is wicked scheme and whose right hand is full of bribes. In other words, I'm not going to be with people who are trying to obtain something by buying it, or out of deceit. I'm going to be with real, genuine people. But as for me, I shall walk in my integrity, that redeem me and be gracious to me. For my foot stands on a level place, that my foot stands on a place of stability. Why? Because what I'm doing, the way I'm living my life, the way I'm revering you, the way I'm praising you, the way I'm thanking you, is what keeps me stable. You think about it, we get unstable, we get restless, we get anxious when we try to take things into our own hands, and we really are desiring to play God ourselves. Instead of backing up and say, Lord, you are God, I am not. You know what the next step should be. Please direct me. You know where your plan is going. I don't. So Lord, just please guide and direct me, and I'm going to follow. Father, we come before you, Lord, and we thank you for the opportunity to know you better. Lord, we're never going to fully grasp who you are, but Lord, you do make yourself known to us in your word. Lord, may we go to your word for the purpose of really developing the relationship with you, getting to know you, not as an intellectual exercise, not to be able to just simply memorize what your word says, but to truly embrace what it is you're telling me I should do. Lord, then give me the courage to do it. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.